Beheaded Mexican police commander tied to properties of jailed ex-governor. By Robert Arce on September 28, 2019. A murdered police commander videotaped in a forced narco confession and later found beheaded in Cancun has been connected to the jailed ex-governor of Quintana Roo. The murder of the police commander occurred last Sunday following his kidnapping by a team of cartel gunmen earlier that week. State Director of Public Security Alberto Capella said murdered state police commander Jose Antonio Archiyama is connected to disgraced ex-governor of Quintana Roo. Commander Archiyama. Cartel operatives allegedly kidnapped and forced the police commander to appear on a forced narco confession video they later disseminated on social media. Officials discovered the commander's beheaded body in the tourist city of Cancun a short time later. According to preliminary investigations, a total of 6 houses belonging to ex-governor Roberto Berga were discovered in Archiyama's name. It's believed that Berga used Archiyama as a straw owner for at least 6 of his properties. Berga obtained the properties using proceeds of illegal activity while serving as governor, according to local media reports. Commander Archiyama served as the personal driver and bodyguard for Berga during the time he served as governor of Quintana Roo. Investigators believe that Archiyama knew his captors who forced him to confess to his illegal activities related to his job as a police commander. He appeared in his police uniform while holding a rifle during the forced interrogation video. He claimed in the video to be clearing out the cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación from the area for the benefit of a second criminal group called Los Rojos. He said he acted on orders from current Quintana Roo Governor Carlos Joaquin González, Secretary of Public Security Alberto Capella, and Commander Aquiles. Former Governor Berga is currently in custody facing numerous charges related to corruption and money laundering. He was arrested in Panama in June 2017 as he prepared to board a flight to Paris while being sought by Mexican law enforcement and Interpol. Berga, a member of the Partido Revolucionario Institucional or PRI, served as governor from 2011 to 2016. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce completed work assignments in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a 3-year tour in Monterrey, Mexico, for the U.S. Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program. As the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico in charge of the Mexican states of Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas, you can follow him on Twitter or reach him at robertrarce@gmail.com.